supporting local Laguna Beach nonprofits. Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner.
KX93.5.
Yeah, in a segment we call Caroline's Cause Corner, Caroline Bruder comes in once a week and introduces us to people from local nonprofits, charitable organizations. She's here this morning. Good morning, Caroline.
Hi, Jason. Thanks for sitting in on my show today.
Yeah.
I want to introduce Beth Phillips with Furnishing Hope. I've known Beth for many years, and she has one of the most incredible organizations that I want you all to hear about. Welcome, Beth.
Thank you. Thank you, Caroline.
So it's been a couple of years since we've actually had a chance to sit down.
Yes.
Will you go ahead and fill in the listeners near and far about what Furnishing Hope does?
Furnishing Hope is a 501c3 corporation. We're a nonprofit, and we started out serving families in crisis in Orange County. And then in 2010, I was doing a project in San Juan Capistrano where I saw the terrible circumstances the military were facing when they came home. And at that point, in 2010, our organization turned towards them, and we furnish now the homes for wounded, ill, and injured of the military.
With the program of Wounded Warriors.
Yes, Wounded Warriors, yes, they have to be qualified.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and you're literally furnishing the homes of people that come back from foreign wars or that are involved in the military now, who
yes.
perhaps don't have the wherewithal or the means to do it themselves. And it seems like such a simple thing. It almost seems like, on the hierarchy of needs, it would be, at first thought, I thought, well, that's kind of a luxury thing. Surely there are more important things to deal with. But really, it's really crucial if you think about your own home.
It is. It is. And these people that we serve, they are young. They're 20 to 30. They went right from high school into the military.
Yeah.
They got out. They don't have a clue as to how to set up a home.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right, right. Not the means either. Not just
not financial or mental.
I mean, we've
or
all, at 20 years
physical.
Old, I furnished some places in a pretty revolting way. My design
aesthetic.
my values, let's say, were not very high on the scale. But if you think about it, we are nest building animals. Very important where you wake up in the morning, how you come home at night, and to what environment. And if you've got kids, of course, you don't want your kids sleeping on the floor or not having somewhere to put their underwear. I mean, this is really crucial stuff.
It is. It's basic.
Yeah.
It's basic home furnishings.
So, tell us about your warehouse and how people can donate. Like, what do you need? What are you selling to support Furnishing Hope?
Okay.
Like, how's that work?
Our whole model has changed in the last year.
Mm-hmm.
We are seeking new items, and we feel that our warriors they deserve the very best they've given. So we're seeking new items. We do a total kitchen setup with everything to cook, serve, and eat a meal. And we do all the bedding, the linens, and Living Spaces has been very generous in helping with the furniture.
Well, aren't they nice? That's
mm-hmm.
nice.
Yes.
Great company.
Yeah. I mean, it's the least we can do. People have been in foreign wars, put their lives on the line for what, you know, for our American values. And then the least we can do is provide them with an armchair
right.
when they get back, you know.
Right, right. I can tell you a story about one of our recipients, if you like.
Sure.
Please.
That was, Courtney said to me, she was flown to Bethesda, and she said to me, if it had been 1 week later, I wouldn't have been able to fly. But I met my husband there. He was flown in from Afghanistan. I had my second child on the third floor, and he was operated on the second floor. And if you just step back a moment and think, this is a young 20-year-old. She has a 2-year-old, and now a week-old baby,
mm-hmm.
and she just found out that her husband is a triple amputee, lost both his legs and half of his left hand. It's critical what these families are going through.
Right.
So they were flown to San Diego, which is a major amputee center, and we furnished their home as soon as they got there so that Courtney and the boys could be comfortable while John was still in the hospital.
And do you think about stuff, obviously, if somebody who's an amputee, got to think about how they're going to get them downstairs if they need to. All of that needs to be thought
right.
about.
Exactly.
Do you have a big team of people that are qualified in those ways?
We don't really get into the care of the amputee or right. the service member. We are just there. We go in, and in 3 hours, we'll totally furnish a home.
Right.
And out the door, and it's theirs.
So you do have designers?
Yes.
Painters and decorators?
Yes.
Do that? Yeah, mm-hmm. All of that?
Yes.
Wow, fantastic.
And they volunteer their time?
They volunteer their time, mm-hmm. and most of the work is done in our warehouse ahead of time so that things are selected. So when we go into the home, it's just boom, boom, boom.
It must be psychologically really great for these people. I mean, I know how I feel when I've got we just bought a new fridge. We spent the night in front of the fridge, my wife and I, that night. And it's really, I know it sounds materialistic, you could say, but I'm telling you, it's very simple nest building stuff. And it's depressing to come home to a depressing place where, you know, with a fridge that doesn't work.
Or no home.
Or, well,
right.
Or yeah.
But you're not providing the homes, are you?
No, we're not providing the homes. We're just the home furnishings.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fantastic, though. Brilliant. Brilliant stuff, yeah.
So how can people get in touch and donate to Furnishing Hope?
You can visit our website, www.furnishinghope.org, and there's a volunteer form on there. If you're skilled at some painting, upholstery, please fill that out, get to know us, and you always have our address and drop things off or point us in a direction that there might be donations. That'd be great.
That's a fantastic way for people to do pro bono, give back to the community. Like, you know, contractors are not the richest men on the planet, but they can give half a day
skills.
To doing a bit of mm-hmm. something skilled, mm-hmm. bring the tools, do that kind of thing. It's a brilliant way to give back,
right.
actually. Hear about lawyers and people like that doing pro bono work. But, you know, plumbers could do it too, couldn't they?
Right, and we're looking for an electrician right now.
Wow.
So
yeah.
If there's anyone out there, please call me.
All right, give the website again, please.
www.furnishinghope.org.
Excellent. Well, Beth Phillips, thanks very much for sharing that information with our listeners. And if you become a member of KX93.5 this week during the airing of this podcast, a portion of your membership can go to Furnishing Hope. And so thanks again. And I want to remind everybody to like the Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page. Let me know if there's any other charities, organizations, nonprofits, social causes that you think I should be interviewing. I would love to hear from you. Until next time, this is Caroline Bruder for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
This was Caroline's Cause Corner. Enter your business at kx935.com/causecorner. Back to generational alt-rock. KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.